Get This, a new movie directed by Denzel Washington, starring Denzel Washington and Forest Whitaker, along with a young actor named Denzel Whitaker. He's not related to either of his co-stars. The film is called The Great Debaters, and as Bob Mondello tells us, it's based on little-known true events.
In 1935, Wiley College, a small, historically black college in Marshall, Texas, fielded a debate team that did so well in matchups with other black schools that it was invited to do something almost unthinkable in the Jim Crow era of racial segregation: debate a white college. The Wiley team was led by Professor Melvin B. Tolson, who, as played by Denzel Washington, is the kind of prof who grabs your attention from the very first day of class.
Anybody know who Willie Lynch was? Anybody? Raise your hand. He was a vicious slave owner in the West Indies. The slave masters in the colony of Virginia were having trouble controlling their slaves, so they sent for Mr. Lynch to teach them his methods. Keep the slave physically strong, but psychologically weak and dependent on the slave master. Keep the body, take the mind. I and every other professor on this campus are here to help you to find, take back, and keep your righteous mind.
Tolson isn't just a professor in The Great Debaters. He's a bit of a saint, organizing sharecroppers so they won't be exploited by landowners, hanging around juke joints to make sure fights don't escalate into murders, and taking troubled students under his protective wing.
A couple of years ago, you disappeared. Why'd you come back?
School's the only place you can read all day, except prison.
I want you to come by my house tonight, 7:30, corner of Junior Campus.
How would I do that?
Holding tryouts for the debate team.
You sure you want somebody like me?
No. That's why you're trying out.
At the tryout, Tolson refers to debate as a blood sport, a broad hint about where the picture's headed. He is Wiley's debate coach with an underdog team made up of rookies, and you know the rest of that formula. Before they get to the big match, his debaters will experience fumbles in logic, rhetorical end runs, and argumentative Hail Marys as they exercise their minds, all of which is thoroughly admirable and a trifle overdone. Opposite Washington's firebrand, Forrest Whitaker's more devout professor, James Farmer Sr., is a moderating Martin Luther King-like presence, even getting involved in a street march.
Sheriff, since it's clear that you have no evidence to arrest Mr. Tolson, I suggest you let him go.
Are you threatening me, boy?
I wouldn't do that. But I cannot speak for those people outside.
What does that mean?
A mass slaughter? The citizens? Both white and colored by Texas Rangers? Is that really what you want as a sheriff of this county?
Farmer's son, played by young Denzel Whitaker, grew up to be a celebrated civil rights leader, and the film has him and us witness all sorts of brutality, including a harrowing lynching. There is a lot of history up there on screen, and also a good deal of fictionalizing. Composite characters, debate topics that are too on point, even some inflation regarding Wiley's big showdown, which in real life was with the University of Southern California, not Harvard. Does this diminish the film? Well, that's debatable, I suppose. Certainly it makes The Great Debaters an unreliable witness to history, but formulas become formulaic because they work. And in Hollywood terms, the film works well enough. I'm Bob Mondello.